I found it interesting to reflect back on the past year and a half in the COVID era. There's been a lot of fear, a lot of panic at different times. You know, we had the great 2020 hoarding of toilet paper last year. You know, apparently the most fundamental need in any health crisis is toilet paper. So we need to make sure that we get that first. You know, that's one thing we can't live without. And now we have supply chain issues all over the place, and I know of people who are stockpiling food or other supplies just to make sure that they're provided for themselves and their family members and their loved ones, you know, because people are worried about their physical well-being. But what about the good of our souls? You know, if our lives are really in jeopardy, you know, if there's something terrible going on, shouldn't the church be the first place that people flock to? Before they go to Walmart or before they go to Pfizer for a vaccine or different places, shouldn't we first turn to God? You know, are we not both body and soul? Yet modern man is so concerned with the protection of his body that he doesn't seem to care about the good of his soul. Or maybe he doesn't even acknowledge that it's important. But what's more important, our physical health or the virtues that form our character? You know, what's more important, our physical health or the presence or absence of sanctifying grace in our souls? And if a toilet paper shortage threw our society into panic, you know, what do you think is going to happen on the day when today's gospel comes to pass? You know, at the end of this creation, when the final trumpet sounds, and the heavens open up, and Jesus Christ descends from the glory of heaven with an army of angels behind him, and the entire human race, from the beginning of creation to the end, is assembled together for the final judgment. You know, what are people going to think at that moment? The reality is, each one of us at some point in time is going to stand before Jesus Christ for our particular judgment. And it's going to happen at the end of our earthly lives, whether it's when we die or whether it's the second coming of Christ. But at that time, we move from time into eternity. And the state of our soul at that moment, if we're in a state of grace or in a state of sin, when we step from time into eternity, that's the state that our soul will be in for all eternity. And so there's no chance for repentance after death. You know, there's no chance for us to deepen our love of Christ. There's no chance for us to go back and make changes to anything that's happened or to reconcile with anyone from the past. You know, we have that opportunity now, but we're not going to have that at the end. You know, at our particular judgment, the options are heaven, hell, or purgatory. Purgatory is a purification for people who are already in a state of grace. But whether we're in a state of grace or not at that moment will be for all eternity. And many people are going to find themselves entirely unprepared at that moment. You know, they're going to be in panic because they're going to have nothing to offer when they stand before Christ except a roll of toilet paper. They'll have provided for their physical needs, but not the needs of their soul. When I stand before Jesus Christ, I would want to do so with a clear conscience. I would hope that my life would reveal through my actions and through the way that I lived that I would rather die than miss a Sunday Mass, or that I would rather die than take the Lord's name in vain or commit any sin. That I want my life to reveal that I've loved God above all things, that I've oriented my heart and my desires and the choices that I've made on a daily basis to doing his will. And I would want to have gone to confession and confessed my sins and hopefully received the last sacraments of the church. And when I stand before Christ, I would want to have our Blessed Mother by my side after having been devoted to her for a lifetime. And I probably have a way to go to get to that point. But that's what I strive for and where I would hope to be when I stand before our Lord. All of us will eventually die. We'll pass from this world. And death does bring sorrow. But the only true tragedy is someone who dies apart from God's grace. Because if someone dies in sin, if they die with their heart set on this world, they lose everything. And so a good question for us to reflect upon is, how do we know where our heart is? How do we know if our heart is on God or on this world? Well, I think a simple meditation for us to do is to meditate about, if we were to die today, would we be excited to enter into the presence of Jesus Christ? Can we say that we long for him and we desire that and we would look forward to that? Or would we be sad to leave this world behind and the things of this world? I think that simple meditation will reveal a lot about where our heart is and what we're attached to, whether we're attached to Christ or things of this world. Or a second meditation that we could do is to think about our daily life. In our daily life, are we concerned first and foremost about doing our own will? Are we concerned about things that we want to do and things that we think will make us happy and things that we want? Or are we concerned about God's will? Do we think on a daily basis, what is God's will? What is he calling me to do? If it's God's will that we're focused on a daily basis, we're probably on the right track. If it's our own will, then we're not. And in the end, people will wish that they had just one more day to prepare. They would wish that they had just one more opportunity to go to confession, or one opportunity to reconcile with someone, or to offer some prayers of love or of contrition. They'll desire to have just a few moments to change things. But by then, it'll be too late. But we do have time to prepare now. You know, although for all of us, time is running short. You know, each moment that goes by is one less moment that we have. You know, but I pray that we can use the time that we've been given, the time that we have right now, use it well, so that when we do stand before Christ, that we are prepared.